Chapter 6, The Mid-Autumn Festival. Without question, one of the most important festivals in many Asian countries is the Mid-Autumn Festival, also known as the Moon Festival. As the name suggests, this festival is held in the middle of autumn every year, because the precise date of the Mid-Autumn Festival is based on the Chinese lunar calendar. It is held on a different date every year, but it is always on the 15th day of the 8th lunar month. This date usually falls sometime in late August or September. There are many legends about the origins of this festival. One ancient Chinese myth tells of the great archer Ho Yi and his wife Chang O, or Chang Yi. According to the legend, at one time there were 10 suns in the sky, rather than one we have today, and the world was in danger of dying. Ho Yi used his bow to shoot 9 of the suns and save the earth. As a reward, the goddess of the western heaven gave Ho Yi the elixir of immortality. However, the curious Chang O drank in accidentally. She found herself becoming lighter and lighter until eventually she reaches the moon, where she lives in her palace to this day, with a rabbit who makes magic potions for the gods. In China as well as in other countries, this festival is marked by family reunions, gazing at the moon, and by friends and families exchanging mooncakes. The mooncake is a small round cake stuffed with such things as red bean paste, 5 different types of nuts, lotus paste, and the yolk from a duck egg. The history of mooncakes traditionally goes back to the 14th century when China was ruled by the Mongols of the Yuan dynasty. According to the legend, an uprising against the Mongols was planned, and details were written on street messages that were hidden inside round cakes. The message said that the uprising would start on the 15th day of the 8th month. The uprising was successful, and to this day, the event is commemorated with mooncakes. In China today, mooncakes are an important part of the festival, and they are passed out to the family members, employers, and friends. In the old days, scholars and tutored students also gave mooncakes to each of their students, who then gave their tutors an envelope of money. In Hong Kong, during the Mid-Autumn Festival, a table is set outside the house with dishes of round fruit, which represent the full moon. Mooncakes, rice, wine, and tea. Today, most families in Hong Kong celebrate this holiday with a family dinner. If there are young children in the family, parents may take them out to a nearby park or to the beach so that everyone can gaze at the full moon. The family may also set up lit candles all around themselves while they watch the moon rise. Korea also celebrates its own version of the Mid-Autumn Festival. All stores and businesses take the day off so that families can spend the day together. On the morning of this holiday, almost everyone dresses up in their finest clothes, men in suits and women in the national dress of Korea. For many people, the first business of the day is to visit the family burial place, where families offer sacrifices of traditional food and graves. The family then comes together for dinner. The Mid-Autumn Festival in Vietnam is seen as a children's festival, but it is also enjoyed by adults. Mooncakes are exchanged and enjoyed by everyone. Paper lanterns are also an important part of the celebration in Vietnam. Many shops begin selling the lanterns long before the festival, and children may be seen playing with them for several days before the actual day of the celebration. On the night of the Mid-Autumn Festival, children put candles into their lanterns, and then they all take their lanterns out onto the streets where the colorful parade of glowing ships lights up the night under the full moon.